The first 100 years are the toughest. So why does the maximum human age seem to hover around the 100-year mark? Why not 200 years, 500 years, or even longer? We clearly live in bodies that are built to last for a very long time, and if we're to believe ancient texts, apparently we've done so in the past. So why not now? What's changed? Well, this is one of those places where we must cross the traditional boundary between science and spirituality to answer our question. Clearly, there is more to us than the elements that make the DNA of our bodies. Although science has yet to capture or digitally prove the soul's essence, for example, we know that it's the mysterious force that animates the elements of our body. It's our soul that brings our body to life, and this is where we find the heart of our answer. Belief Code 20 solves our mystery, stating that when our soul hurts, our pain is transmitted into our bodies as the spiritual quality of the life force that we feed into each cell. And this appears to be precisely the answer to our question of why 70 to 100 years seems to be the limit of life in the Western world. It appears that the 70 to 100 year mark is the limit of how long our hearts can endure the pain of unresolved hurt in the soul. In other words, the century mark may be telling us how long we can bear the sadness and the disappointments of life without healing them before they catch up with us. We can all attest to the pain that comes from watching the people that we love, the pets that we cherish, and experiences that we grow attached to disappear from our lives. Could a lifetime of loss, disappointment, and betrayal actually have the power to disable even our strongest and most durable organ, the heart? Well, absolutely. So if we can find a way to appreciate the time that we share with those we love, as well as a way to feel good about our time together when it all ends, then we will have taken a giant step toward our greatest healing. From this perspective, the key appears to be related to the way we feel about what life shows us. And this discovery is summarized in Belief Code 21, which states, "The same principles that allow us to hurt ourselves into death also work in reverse, allowing us to heal ourselves into life." While all of these are possibilities to think about, what we know for certain is this. There is a biological potential for our bodies to last much longer and for us to live healthier and richer lives than many people seem to experience at the present. In addition to the physical elements of our bodies, there's something that seems to be missing from the modern equation for longevity. Regardless of what we choose to call it, that something is a spiritual force that feeds and nourishes us. In the language of another time, the ancients left us instructions to make room for this vital force upon which all life depends. To live long, healthy, and vital lives, we must heal the limiting beliefs that lay at the core of our deepest hurts. Now that you know how unconscious beliefs can play out in health, relationships, and careers, it makes sense to take a look at the relationships of everyday life to reveal your own deeply held beliefs. What do you really believe? The great question at the core of your life. There's a central belief that guides our lives and that does so in ways that we may not even be aware of or think about. The reason this belief can have so much power without us even knowing it exists is because it's an unconscious belief. That's right, running on automatic pilot as an instinctive program in the back of our minds at this very moment is a core belief that is so powerful it has been the template against which all other beliefs of our lives have been compared. As diverse as your life has been and as varied as all of your life experiences appear, there is nothing that's happened that was not shaped through the eyes of this single belief. Without exception, all of your love and each of your fears, all of the chances in life that you've had the confidence to take, and all of the ones that you were afraid to take because you might fail, the health, vitality, and youth of your body and the way you age, the success or the failure of every relationship that you will ever have with another person, with yourself, your world, and with the entire universe, all of these things and more boil down to what you claim in a single belief. You can discover what that belief is for yourself by answering a single question, the great question that follows. The way that you answer this question reveals the truth of a powerful subconscious belief that lies at the heart of our existence. The question is this: do you believe that there is one source for everything that happens in the world, or do you believe that there are two opposite and opposing forces, good and evil, one that likes you and one that does not? That's it. It's simple. It's brief. But please don't be deceived by the simplicity of these few words. They're also powerful and profound. This is the one question that we must each answer at some point in our lives, and it is perhaps a question about the biggest relationship that we'll ever be asked to come to terms with. In its simplicity lies its elegance. The way that you answer the great question will prompt you to redefine the essence of who you believe you are and the way you feel about your life and the world. As you experience the clarity that the answer to this question provides, you're prompting your own inner programmer to shift and adjust the patterns that affirm life in your body. It all begins with a simple question, and here's how it works. Your answer to the great question is literally the template of your life. If you believe that there are two separate forces that exist in this world, with two very different ways of expression, then you will always see the things that happen in life through the eyes of these polarities and that separation. Even though this may be an unconscious belief that you'll never talk about with others, and maybe never even acknowledge to yourself, it can still dominate your acceptance of love and success in every relationship, each career, all of your finances, and the quality of your health. Belief Code 22 tells us why, stating, our belief in one force for everything that happens in the world, or two opposite and opposing forces, good and evil, plays out in our experience of life, health, relationships, and abundance. In short, this single, sometimes unconscious belief can hijack the most powerful experiences of our lives and do so without us even knowing that it's happened. For example, if we view the force of light as a friend that loves us and wants only the best for us, while we believe that darkness doesn't love us and wants to entice us into self-destructive patterns, then the world begins to look like the battleground between these forces. And when the world becomes the battleground, life becomes the battle. If we believe that the two forces are at odds with one another, we begin to see that battle playing out in every belief, from how worthy we are to receive, and the success of our careers and relationships, to how deserving we are of life itself. In the presence of such a deeply held belief, expressing itself through the power and our reactive speed of our subconscious mind, it's not surprising then to find this battle manifesting as the chemistry of our bodies. As we noted previously, for each non-physical feeling, emotion, and belief that we create within our body, there is a physical equivalent of that experience that becomes the chemistry of our cells. So we literally have what we may call love chemistry and hate chemistry in our bodies. With this fact in mind, what do you suppose happens when we live our lives believing there are two basic forces in this world? One that's good and one that's bad. One that likes us and one that does not. One that's out to get us and one that is there to help us. Well, the answer becomes obvious. If we believe at the core of our being that life is a rare and precious gift to be nurtured, explored, and cherished, then the world looks like a beautiful place to do the exploring. It's rich in diverse cultures, experiences, and opportunities. The key here is that we must believe that we're safe before we can immerse ourselves in the benefits of such an experience. Well, this is more than simply hoping or wishing that it were true. We must accept and believe it to the core of our being. So you're saying, yeah, right. tell me again, just where is it that this safe world exists? And I would agree that if we look to mass media and mass opinion, we have every reason to believe that our world is anything but safe. On the other hand, if we truly believe at the very core of our being that this is a dangerous world and we embody that belief each day of our lives, we'll see that belief play out in everything from our jobs and careers to our relationships and our health. Even when new opportunities come our way, we'll feel that we aren't supported, ready, or worthy of accepting them. We'll be afraid to take risks. We'll feel unworthy of having the job or the romance that brings us true joy, and we'll find ourselves settling for whatever comes our way. If we find no reason to believe differently, it's not surprising that we may find the battle that we subconsciously believe in playing out in the cells of our bodies. They'll interpret our beliefs as instructions that produce the literal chemistry that steals from us the very experience we cherish the most, and that's life itself. Sometimes this outpicturing of beliefs in our bodies is subtle. It's a blessing when it is, because it gives us the opportunity to recognize the subtle signals of our fear and address them before it's too late. Sometimes, however, it is not so subtle.